Hi, I'm Joe Bendosky, and this is Start Writing. We apologize for the late release this month. As I was going through and editing the audio a couple weeks ago, the audio just completely cut out, and the recording went for like another 10 minutes. And I wasn't sure what was happening. I tried a couple things to recover it myself and wasn't able to. So then I sent the data to a friend who works in technology at a much deeper level to see if he could recover it anyway. And after about a week, he sent it back and he said, I think something happened to the recording device. There's no data to recover. It just stopped recording. So I went back through the episode and I made sure that we'd covered all the major point in the notes, and we had, I think, I couldn't even tell you what Jay and I continued to discuss, after, but it did go for almost another 10 minutes as we continued to chat and talk about short stories. So, we do have this episode. Since then, I've kind of continued to study this, and I came across the work of Michael Sullivan. He's a fantasy writer, and I was reading the third book in his Rhaera Chronicles. And at the end of that book, he had a short story from another author, and that short story is going to do exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode. It rolled into his series. And so it was just another avenue of just incredible cross-promotion that you can do with the short stories that we're going to talk about in today's episode. So I did want to just mention that really quick, because it's something I came across post-recording, and explain why this release is so late. We had a problem when we tried a lot of things to see if we could fix it, and none of them worked. So it is, there's still that part of the episode will never be recovered. So I hope you enjoy the episode, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Jay Washburn.
I'm Joe Bendosky.
And this is Start Writing.
And this episode is kind of discussion, kind of marketing. It's kind of half and half. And so what we're talking about are the two short stories you have to write. And we will talk about what each of these short stories should be and why you want to write them, and how it's going to impact just your sales and marketing in general. But we'll also talk about making sure that it ends up as a short story, how long you want these short stories to be, and just kind of these general components on compounding a story into this shorter version for those who struggle. Because I do. Like, everything I write kind of turns into a novel. So I gotta, so learning the art of the short story is something I've struggled with for a while. But first, we got This Month in Critiques.
Okay, wait. I said I was going to say something about the movie Christopher Robin, but I think I would just be blathering. Let's just skip it.
Okay, we're skipping it. All right. So, we're skipping this month in critiques because Jay and I just haven't been thinking about it as we've been reading and listening to various stories. And I think most authors, particularly indies, have heard of this idea that you give away a story for free as a way to get readers to your email list, right? And so I was nearly finished with my latest novel when I had come across a piece of advice that you shouldn't give a novel away for free. You should give a short story. And there's a lot of reasons behind that, and we're going to go into those right now. So the first reason is that you want to get the readers hungry for your novel or series. And that's a lot easier to do in a short story because, like, even when I find a series I love, I'll usually do one or two books and then I take a break because I need a break from the characters and all of it. Just been in it too long. And so if you have a full novel that's free and you give away, then sometimes that reader can be like, it was good, but I'm going to take a break, which you don't want, right? And so that's part of the lure of the short stories. It's so short that if they're really enjoying it, they want more because it wasn't, you know, a 10-hour, 15-hour read. It was half an hour. It was an hour, and that was it. And so they don't get that fully satisfied experience, and they're hungry for more.
It's like they say you shouldn't go shopping when you're hungry because, like, when you finish your meal at a restaurant, you have no craving
at all.
But then, like, you get a taster at Costco, and you're like, man, I'm hungry, and I want more of that.
Yeah, and so that's the first reason, is it's easier to get them hungry for the rest of the books in the series with that short story. Second, it's going to take you a lot less time to invest. It's easier emotionally to give it away. Be like, I only spent 2 weeks on that. You know, it's 10,000 words. I can give that away for free. So the next is you do not want to establish a pattern of giving away your novels for free with your readers. You want them to know that maybe they can get short stories for free, but novels you pay for. They take a lot of work and a lot of time. And so you don't want to establish that pattern with those readers, that the novels are always bought and paid for. So except for the ARCs.
Maybe this comes later, but so do you publish this short story on Amazon just like you do everything else?
You're going to put this thing everywhere, right? So you put it on Amazon at 99 cents, then you go to Smashwords, you put it free, then you tell Amazon it's free there, Amazon makes it free. And then you go, you just go wide with it. Anywhere you can put it for free, you will, right? And most of them will do price matches. So like Amazon doesn't let you actually put anything for free, but if you report that it's free elsewhere, you get that price match. So, you know, you're going to put it in Kobo. You're going to throw this thing everywhere you can. Because its whole purpose is just to catch new readers.
And you said we're going to do two short stories.
Well, we're still talking about the first one. Okay. So this is the first short story. Okay. The next is that this is your writing sample. It should be your best writing. But you're going to improve as a writer as you go on. And so every one, maybe once a year, twice a year, you will go back and revise this to polish it up to your new level of writing. And that's going to take a lot less time if it's a short story than if that's a whole novel you're going to want to repolish.
Yeah.
And so that way this short story stays with the quality of writing as you become a better storyteller. And again, it's not overwhelming because it's 5,000, 10,000 words. It's short, you know. And so it's easier to go back and be like, okay, I can polish this up. You know, I released a novel. I'm going to go back, polish my story for a week. And then, you know, my short and get ready to go that way.
Man, so are you just throwing those numbers out arbitrarily, 5,000, 10,000?
So those are – so standard short story is between 5,000 and 10,000. So anything above that –
would be a novella.
It's technically like a novella.
The Expanse guys have a few novellas that they inserted between the novels. And I know Sanderson does that a lot too, but his novellas are like novel-length.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so this short story, of course, you're going to want to connect it to your series, right? So if you don't use the same protagonist, you'll use one of the side characters. And again, it should have hooks that pull you directly into the main story. You know, that should go without saying, but we're going to cover it anyway, right?
And here's another
question. So those are the reasons you're writing this short story and why it should be a short story.
Would it be helpful to distinguish this from a chapter?
So I'm going to go into short story after. Awesome. So that's the first short story you have to write. And the reason is it's a no barrier to entry, short little thing. So be easy to put it in audio as well. And again, you just throw that anywhere and everywhere you can. Right? This is a marketing tool, but it is a story that you write.
Man, this is so funny you bring this up because I'm writing this sci-fi trilogy. And the reason I'm writing the trilogy all at once is because I wanted to give the first book away for free. Yeah. But I've still had this hesitation like, man, I don't want to give the whole book away for free.
Yeah, well, like this even is this so it interesting because it's says, like, well, not only that, but if a reader picks up your book and you're an unknown author, it's like, do I want to try a whole novel on this guy? Because some readers are compelled. Once they start, they will finish, even if they don't like your book. Whereas if it's like, you can pick up this really short story by this author and see if you like their writing. And it'll only take you like 20 minutes, half an hour. And if you do, then you can check out their whole book. And so there's a lot of barriers that are removed as an unknown author for having that short story out there to give to people initially. You know, helps keep them hungry, easy to keep up to date. It's not so brutal. Like, I don't want to give away my novel for free. We know you don't. And we're telling you, don't. Don't give it away for free. Okay? So, yeah. So, this is short story one. So, now we'll cover short story two. And then we'll talk about principles. You write that one.
And then this is going to be, you're about to explain how this one is different.
Yeah. So, the short story two is different, okay? Quite different from short story one, okay? So in the original Star Trek series, they would often talk about something called the Kobayashi Maru. And the Kobayashi Maru is a test that they would have to take to become Starfleet captains. And they talk about it fairly often, but they never tell you what it is.
And the fans were so curious, right? Like, back before the internet was a thing and there was fan fiction thrown everywhere, they would still write fan fiction just on their own about what is the Kobayashi Maru. So as the movies started to roll out later, it was revealed that in one of them, they would show you what the Kobayashi Maru was. And the fans went crazy and the ticket sales were huge. Because this is what the fans had wanted to know for years. What is the Kobayashi Maru? So that is the short story you're going to write. So I'll explain better. So
you're going to write the story of the Kobayashi Maru?
You're going to write a Kobayashi Maru of your own. So let's go into the next example here.
Okay,
so,
but that's backward because the fans were first.
I know. We'll get there. Yeah. So this is the example from the Escape From series. You had like the Escape From New York, Escape From LA, with the main character is Snake Plissken. So in both those series, Snake encounters people and they talk about what happened in Cleveland. I thought you died in Cleveland. How'd you get out of Cleveland? Snake never answers that, never addresses it, but is brought up all the time. And again, fans of the series were always like, what happened in Cleveland? When are we going to find out what happened in Cleveland? We want to know. And so what you want to do is you create the story, this short story, and then you insert multiple references in it throughout your novel. You know, like I said, in Star Trek, they talked about Kobayashi Maru, but you didn't know what it was. So then you write this short story of the Kobayashi Maru, what it is, so that it answers that question. But this short story is given away exclusively to people who sign up for your email list. So once this short story is done, you go through the novel and you put in these little references to this thing to generate interest in the readers. They're like, I just gotta know. And then they get to the back of the book and says, if you want to know what the Kobayashi Maru is, sign up for my email list and I'll send it to you. So there was a case study. This actually, Dave Chesson talked about this on his blog and in his podcast where he interviewed a few authors. And so in one of them, he mentioned, so he would get roughly 2 in 100 people to sign up for his email list after he sold them a book. But when he put in his Kobayashi Maru, 46 in 100 on average would sign up. Like, I think it's like an 1800% increase in signups from people who bought the novel.
That's nuts.
So that's the purpose of the second short story. It is only for people who sign up for your list, and it's to motivate them to sign up for that list. Mm. There's that hook there that you can get these questions answered in this next short story. So yeah,
that's good.
So for me, one of the things people always ask me about is the nature of Skyfall events. It is a fictional book within my fictional book about real science and history that's referenced a lot. And my readers want it so bad. And I plan to release it. I actually plan to release it for sale. But I'm going to – everything that doesn't go into the nature of Skyfall events, I'm going to collect in a smaller, short little thing called Secrets of the Skyfall. And that's my Kobayashi Maru. You can pick up the nature. You'll be able to pick up the nature of Skyfall events hopefully by June of next year. But the Secrets of the Skyfall will contain something that no one else gets. It's not chapter headings. It's not in the nature of Skyfall events. It's only exclusive secrets for those who sign up for the email list. So that's my plan. We'll see if it works or not.
No, dude, I feel like this has to work.
This has to work.
Someone reads your novel. Yeah, it's killing me. I want to know what happened in Cleveland. I haven't even seen those movies.
That's funny. But yeah, and so those are the two short stories you have to write and what they are and why they're so different. But the beauty is they're short. You keep them short. Now, we're going to talk about how short they should be as we talk about principles of short story. But so any questions here, Jay?
No.
Okay.
Let's carry on.
Okay. So the first thing you need to think about is length. And the reason you want to do this is because of something called back matter. So Amazon and some other book distributors will limit you on back matter. And what this is everything that comes after the end. How much can you put there? And you are limited to 10% or less, which... And now the reason this matters is you're going to want to take the first chapter of your novel and put it after the short story. So if your novel's first chapter is 8,000 words, That's 80,000 words. That's now a novel to hit that 10% mark. So you're going to need if you're that length, you'll actually want to find a better cutoff within the novel. That's kind of a cliffhanger.
Could it? Why do you, like? How do they know what counts as back matter?
I don't know.
I feel like that's none of their business.
Well, the reason is KU. Because I guess when you get to the end, it then counts all the back matter, whether you read it or not.
Okay.
So yeah. That's why they care about back matter.
Wow.
But yeah, and so you'll then want to find, so you want to look at your chapter. And if it's a longer first chapter, you want to find a shorter cutoff. So you can put it at the back of this thing. So if you're 10,000 words, you just want 1,000 words or less of that first chapter. And that's going to go there. So, and then you'll have like invitations to your email list and everything, all of that at the back matter. But the big thing is you want that first chapter. So they finish your short story, assuming they like it. Be like, oh, I can just start the novel right here. And then cuts off at a cliffhanger. Gotta go buy the book. Right? So, but yeah, so you want to look at your first chapter, find a good cutoff point, look at how many words it is, and that then determines how long the short story should be.
Cool. I like that.
So, you know, you can go longer, of course, but you don't want to go shorter because that's going to impact your back matter.
Man, my chapters are longer than 1,000 words.
Mine too. Mine, like, my average chapter is like 3,000 words.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find
a long short story.
I'm going to find a cutoff before then in the chapter. Mm-hmm. So I'll go through the chapter and be like, where could I cut it that would kind of catch your interest? Right. Now, the short story can actually do a lot of the premise building that a first chapter does. So you don't need to worry about if your first chapter is building that premise. You just need to be enough to catch their interest and pull them in. So, yeah, like I said, you don't even need the full first chapter. Just find a decent cutoff point and. So that's the first principle is back matter and length. Okay. So these are the principles of writing the short story to keep it short. The first is POV. You want to limit this as much as possible. You usually just stick with one. Because if you're following five characters and each one gets their own chapter and you've got to cycle through a story, you've just written a novel. Right? Yeah. That's exactly how the Game of Thrones are written. There's five characters. They all get their own chapter. We don't move through a lot. And then it's a massive novel because we've got five characters we're following.
Yeah.
So the first thing you've got to do is limit your POV. Right. So even if you do multiple POV, it's not going to be like everybody gets their own chapter. You have a main character and maybe one chapter is a different POV. So second is, this isn't a hard rule, but no subplots, right? You're not going to have a romance subplot and a character arc and then a physical plot. Like that's how you write a novel. You got to cut those out to keep this nice and short. Again, that's not a hard rule. But even if you put in subplots, I wouldn't resolve them within the short story. You'd let them carry over to the novel and resolve them there.
Yeah, these are like sentence-long subplots.
So the third is try-fail cycles. So much of a middle of the novel is built with try-fail cycles. The characters usually got to do several things to get the big thing done, and then they'll fail at each attempt on these smaller things as they figure out the process and eventually find success, right? Mm. Very standard approach to writing. So much so that, like, you can often see it coming and be like, they're going to try this, not going to work because it's a try-fail cycle, you know? So what you'll want to do is make sure that if there is a try-fail cycle, it's just one in the whole short story. You're not going to have more than a single try-fail cycle. You know, because otherwise you can just, that's how you build a novel, is lots of try-fail cycles. So you clip that down. One try-fail cycle, and you're good to go. I mentioned character development, but you kind of want to pick what kind of story you're telling. Is it a plot story, or is it a character development story? And only do one of those two, because otherwise it gets bloated really fast, right? Because if you're writing a 20,000-word short story that's plot-driven, and then you throw in character development, you end up with 40,000 words, right? You're halfway to, in some of your shorter novels, you're two-thirds there, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to just, you know, keep it short and quick. And then the next is as few characters as possible. So I remember hearing about the development of the television show Seinfeld, and nearly all the characters there were a blend of three or four people that Jerry knew in his life. And so like Kramer was like four different people mixed into one. George was three. And what it did was it made these characters very unique because they had all kinds of quirks because you got all the quirks from each of these people. But it also kept the cast a lot smaller because each of those characters could follow all those different storylines that were from multiple people.
Cool.
So there's fewer characters to introduce. If you want everybody to have some dialogue in a scene, there are fewer of them to be speaking. Just keeps the cast tight and short. Okay, and then finally we have summation paragraphs. So these are usually used if we're moving from one location to another. You've got like a really short transition sentence or two, or you summarize the dull points of life, but are essential to know. Be like, they slept or whatever, right? You know, mm-hmm. The next morning. They're transition paragraphs. But in a short story, you can use these transition summary paragraphs to take in bigger chunks and still follow the story, right? So, like I said, if a character has an argument with his boss in the novel, you'd probably write that scene and let it play out. In the short story, you can just summarize it because is it a dramatic scene? Yes, but is it essential? No, we can summarize that.
So this is basically a license to tell and not show.
Yeah.
You can get away with a little more of that.
You can get away with a little more telling. Because that's how you keep it short. Now, I would probably say that final component you're going to address when you're cutting at the end. So you've written out everything. You'd be like, well, I hit 35,000 words. I need to cut back. I don't want it to be that big. And so then you start throwing in these summation paragraphs. And be like, I'm going to pull out this chapter, throw in this paragraph. Save myself 3,000 words right there.
Cool.
So your own thoughts.
Well, so I have a question. You told us you're Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for your prequel or?
Yeah, I hope to finish it this weekend. Like, I
already, so you're gonna so take I've got the main the, character?
Yeah. So if you're familiar with my novel, the Agent Nichols. So in the book, it talks about his first experience encountering an agent named Jones and learning that these phenomena that he were studying had actually a specific name: Skyfall events. And so it starts with that meeting where this stranger claims to be from the CIA and is asking him not to publish these papers.
Cool.
And
you've already started writing this.
I'm several drafts in.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So,
cool.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, that sounds sweet.
So, yeah, he tells him not to publish, and then he kind of warns him about some of the things that might be coming his way because there are other people who'll be watching for this and know that he's getting into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's the little short story.
Okay, now, a short story needs, like, a full arc.
Mm.
So there's, like, a conflict that starts out and then gets resolved. I mean, you don't have to tell our listeners, but that's how it goes, right? I've attempted a couple short stories, but I just think they're no good. I'm not, it's hard. It is hard.
It is incredibly hard. Yeah. But I think that's kind of where these principles come in, right? If you find you want to be writing in multiple point of views, kill them off and see what's left. And then if you're looking at your cast, look at who you can blend together. Be like, do I need these two characters or can this be one character?
Mm.
And then you look, be like, am I writing a character arc and a plot action driven story? If not, kill off the character arc, right? And, you know, and then, of course, we have summation paragraphs. How many chapters can you kill off with a summation paragraph?
Man, this is, I'm sure, a good exercise in essentialism.
Yeah.
Because you have to just look so carefully at what makes the story valuable, and I just have to boil it down to those bare essentials.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't written a successful short story, because it's really difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
But
because you want to do all these things. So, but yeah. So like my plan was 10,000 words and I hit 20. So I ended up being a lot bigger than I want to. So I haven't done a revision where I've been converting to summation paragraphs yet. So I need to definitely do that. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get it down to 10, but I think I might be able to get it down to 15, which I'd be very comfortable with.
Okay, another question. What examples? Are there examples we could discuss? Like, when I think of short stories, I think of my English class and, like, reading The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Hmm.
I don't tend to think of my favorite authors and think of, oh, yeah, I read their short story. I tend not to go there. But
this idea was presented by Mark Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
So check him out.
In fact, I think I've already downloaded his short story. I just never read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he was the one pitching this. Because he actually sells his, the first novel in his series, he sells it 99 cents as a hook, but he doesn't give it away for free.
Okay.
Again, you don't want to hook your readers on the idea that they can get the novels for free.
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, he was saying the short story because, one, it's easier to make them hungry, and two, it's easier to keep up to date with your quality of writing, you know. Because I think, was it Joanna Penn, who I listened to her podcast quite a bit, The Creative Penn. And after listening for like a year, I decided to pick up her novel. And I just wasn't that impressed with it. And I think part of it is that was her first novel. That's the first novel she's ever written.
Yeah.
And so it's not a real good representation of how good a writer she is now. Right, I imagine if I picked up one of her newer series. But see, that's the problem. It's her biggest series, but it's also the book she wrote first. She's learned tons about writing since then and is probably a far better writer. But has she ever gone back and fixed that story? Probably not, because that's a full novel. I mean, that's a huge investment to go back and redo that. Whereas if that had been a short story, she could have cleaned that up and it would have been on par with how good her writing is now. Yeah. And I would probably be really impressed, be like, wow, she can really write. And by the end of the short story, you're like, I'm kind of curious about these characters, where this is going. And so when you hit the novel that's not the best representation of their writing, you're able to overlook all those things because you're not making that decision anymore. You're not trying to decide if it's a good storyteller anymore. You're just there for the story.
Dude, I like this.
And so that's the real beauty of this short story is keeping it up to date so that when someone first picks up your writing, the first thing they're trying to figure out is, are you a good storyteller? And if you can convince them by the end of the short story, they're not asking that question in your novel that, you know, in 10 years from now, you wrote 10 years ago. You are infinitely better storyteller now, but they're not asking that question when they read that first book you wrote.
Dude, this is good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of...
I feel intimidated by the challenge, too. It's
like, oh, I was thrilled. Because like I said, I was almost done with this novel. And I really didn't... All
right. So you probably heard the abrupt cutoff there. That was when something happened to the recording device. And we did not notice at the time. But as always, thanks for listening. We'd love if you want to write in and let us know if there's an episode you'd like us to do or just something in writing you'd like us to focus on and maybe dig into and so you can understand it better yourself.